Y'all know who it is, Alex B. And I was talking to my daughter, and I said, if people need to make money, what do you think I should teach them? She said, I should teach y'all about starting a business. So I'm about to teach y'all, I'm about to give you a blueprint to starting a t-shirt business. And I'm going to use me as the example and how I did it. Okay. So when I first started out, it cost me money. You know what I'm saying? I had to buy the t-shirts. I was doing the shipping. I bought the heat press. I had to buy the materials to put on the t-shirts. Now, doing it yourself, you can maximize the profit that way. However, here's the problem with that. You know, if you order the prints already pre-made from a company, some of your prints are going to be defective. You know what I'm saying? When you order t-shirts, some of the shirts are going to be defective. You may run out of t-shirts. You know, and then you got to figure out where you're going to get these t-shirts from. Shipping. You can't weigh it. Unless you buy a weight machine, you can't weigh it. So you're probably going to do standard shipping. And then you have to buy the flex mailers. You have to buy the labels, get you a printer so you can print the labels and all of that stuff, right? All of that costs a lot of money. You know, it costs more than what people think. So then you got to factor in electricity. You got to factor in time. You know, because the heat press takes a lot of electric to heat up. Some of the prints, you got to heat up to like 450 degrees. You know, all of that takes time. You know, you got to get you a graphic designer, create your designs for you, send it to them. Or you can create the designs yourself, but you still got to send them off to get made. Some people use the vinyl. You could buy the cutter, which I had the cutter too. You know what I'm saying? But again, you got to buy the cutter. That's money. You know, cut out your prints, put it on there, make sure it's right. If it's not right, now you got to trash that one, get you a new t-shirt, redo the print, boom, so on and so on and so on. You see what I'm saying? So the money adds up real quick. And a lot of people fall into that trap of wanting to do it themselves. And if you do it, also the other problem you're going to have is, what happens if you're sick? What happens if you're out and about or you're on vacation and people are still placing orders? What happens when you get 100 to 200 plus orders? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to sit there and personally be doing this all day? You know what I'm saying? Like, your time is important. And as entrepreneurs, we got to understand that time is more important than the money. So, what's the better way to do this? I'm about to give you the blueprint right here, right now. The better way to do this is to get a drop shipping company. Find you a drop shipping company that links with your web host. So, because you're going to want a website, right? Some of them drop shipping companies, you can put it on their platform, but the problem is you don't control anything when it's on their platform. And that's a problem that you need control, because you can't retarget your customers, which that'll be another subject on another day. But anyways, you want to get their information, their names, their telephone numbers, their email addresses, so that way you can re-engage them later on. So that's one. You need that type of control. So you need to find your drop shipper that links with whatever web host you're going to use. A lot of people use Shopify. Shopify pretty much links with everything. I had a Shopify account. I'm not really good at building Shopify websites, so I don't use Shopify. You know what I'm saying? But there's people that make millions off of Shopify, and it links with pretty much everything. And the reason why you wanted to link to your web host is because when it comes to your designs, right? You can either create your own design, or you can have somebody create the design for you. You're going to then take that design, upload it onto your dropshipper's website. It's going to automatically send to your website. It's going to sync to your website. So when people place the order, it goes automatically to them. And they know what to make, and they'll take care of the shipping and stuff. So when I was talking about the shipping before, when you had to buy labels, weight, all of this stuff, all that's eliminated, because your drop shipper is going to do all of that for you. All you do is got to set your shipping price. If it links properly, you don't even set the shipping price. It'll automatically calculate, you know, and they'll just pay the shipping for whatever it is that they're ordering. It eliminates that. Time. you're not sitting there and manually doing all this work anymore. So while your business over here is on autopilot, you know what I'm saying, they place their order, it goes to them, they create it, they ship it to them, you don't really touch anything in there. So while that business is running on autopilot, you can be going, creating and working on a whole nother business. Or you could be working on your marketing and getting your shirts out there to the people. You know, because once your business is up and running, all you want to focus on is your marketing. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got a marketing team, your only job is to market. Get your stuff in front of as many people as possible. That is your job. So that's pretty much the blueprint right there. Under 6 minutes, I pretty much gave you a blueprint. So let's do a recap. Find your dropshipping company. Find your dropshipping company that links with your web hosting or your website. Then you want to figure out how you're going to create your designs. You know, figure out how you're going to create your designs. Are you going to manually create them, or are you going to pay somebody to create them? If you pay somebody to create them, I'm going to give you a couple of websites. You can go to freelancer.com, or you can go to, Fiverr. Well, don't quote me on freelance. It's not, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure if it's called freelancer.com, because I create my own designs now. But you go to Freelancer, or you can just type in Freelancer, it'll pop up. Or you can go to Fiverr. You know what I'm saying? Either one of those two, and you can find people to create you designs. You know, yeah. The only other thing that you're going to need is maybe a credit card on file. And the reason, a credit card or a debit card, whatever you want to put on file, because the way it goes is, you put your thing on file, your credit card or debit card on file. Say you set the price for your shirt at $20. They charge you $10. Okay. I order a shirt from you, they're going to automatically charge you $10, right? Then they're going to deposit the $20 into your account. You see what I'm saying? So they're going to charge you what it costs to make the shirt, and then they're going to deposit the rest of the money into your account.
Excuse me.
It's that simple. It's that simple. You know? So you don't really need money to start this type of business. But, you know, I'm not going to say you don't need money. You don't need a lot of money to start this business at all. You can start it with a cheap $200, $300 credit card and then reinvest that money back onto that credit card, and you're good. You're good to go. So, yeah, there you go. Start your t-shirt business. Let's get it. No excuses. 2021.